Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, October 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks post big gains to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 417 points, or 1.3%, to close at about 31,500. The S&P 500 was up 45 points, or 1.2%, and the NASDAQ finished up 93 points, or 0.9%. Stocks rose as investors focused on encouraging signs from corporate earnings and hoped for smaller interest rate increases ahead from the Federal Reserve. But events in China also rippled through U.S. markets. U.S.-listed shares of Chinese tech giants, including Alibaba and Baidu, each dropped about 13% after Xi Jinping secured a third term as China's leader. Alibaba's decline was notable because it fell below its IPO price for the first time since 2016. Casino operator Las Vegas Sands, which owns properties in Macau, fell 10.3%, making it the worst performer in the S&P 500. And Tesla shares were 1.5% lower after the company lowered prices for vehicles sold in China, the world's biggest electric vehicle market. In corporate news, oil field services giant Schlumberger said it is changing its name to SLB and dropping the family name of the brothers who founded the company nearly a century ago. Shares rose 3.5%. And we report exclusively that telehealth startup Cerebral told staffers it is cutting jobs and restructuring its operations. The moves will affect about 20% of its employees as the company shrinks to match patient demand and lower growth targets. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.